here's a story from The World.
China's strategy to invest trillions of dollars around the globe on infrastructure, transportation, and energy projects is called the Belt and Road Initiative. More than 130 countries are involved, and while the investments are welcomed by some, the environmental impacts can be troubling. Jinjing Zheng is an environmental lawyer based in the U.S. She leads an NGO called the China Accountability Project. The organization helps communities clean up or oppose Chinese projects that are creating pollution. Jinjing Zheng, just 6 months ago, you were in the Boké region of Guinea in West Africa. What were you doing there?
I was there to work with my partner NGOs. We were interviewing the community affected by the China-financed bauxite mining project there. So we collect some samples of water, air data. I did my first trip to this mining region in Guinea in 2018 and have been there for many times. They contact me because I'm a Chinese environmental lawyer, and the mining company is run by Chinese companies.
You've worked with communities all over the world, including Ecuador, Zimbabwe, Ghana, and a dozen other places. Is there a common thread between these projects in terms of how Chinese developers interact with local communities?
Yeah, it's quite common. Most community or local NGOs I have met complain Chinese company are not respect local host countries' regulation and laws. For the affected community, they want their voice to be heard. There's almost no way to have a direct communication with a Chinese company there. As a Chinese lawyer, I want to help my partner to enforce their own laws. And some countries have made quite good environment and human rights laws, but they are not enforced. So the goal is to urge Chinese companies to comply with better environment standards. That is not only in Guinea. And my role is to urge all Chinese overseas companies to not only comply with local national laws, and they also need to look at international treaties and China has signed and ratified.
All the companies you fight against are Chinese, and many have close ties to the Chinese government. You've said, I'm not against my country, I'm against polluters. Why is making that distinction important to you?
I love my country, China. I also love our Mother Nature. I love our planet. And I try my best as an environmental lawyer, try my best to protect our Mother Nature. And my country benefits from the globalization the most. I think it's the biggest beneficiary of the globalization. And it should contribute back. And they should play a leading role to combat global change and global governance, international global governance, and it should bear the responsibility.
You're now working on a training program to give people all over the world the resources to legally fight Chinese development that pollutes. What are you hoping to see?
For my colleagues in Africa and Latin America, it's really difficult for them to deal with Chinese company because they have very little knowledge about China. And they have been dealing with Western corporation for years, but they don't know how to deal with Chinese company. So I'm thinking my role and my organization role is to bridge this information and knowledge gap and provide trainings to my partner NGOs and affected communities and their leaders and better understand China's laws and policies so they can design their own strategies to hold Chinese company accountable and to enforce their own laws.
Jingjing Zheng is an environmental lawyer based in the U.S. She leads an NGO called the China Accountability Project. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.